Hi everyone, welcome to our class Evaluasi Hasil Pembelajaran Bahasa Inggris. Today we will talk about how to assess your how to write down items for listening. Okay, how to write down items to assess your students' listening skills. Okay, first of all, we should understand what listening skill is. Okay. Have you heard about listening skill? Yeah, of course you do. What is listening skill? A listening skill based on International Listening Association. Listening is the process of receiving, constructing meaningful, and responding to and or non-verbal messages. Okay, so listening and hearing are different things. Hearing when sounds come to your ear, but you don't have to understand the sounds. Okay, when you listen to something, okay, you pay attention to the sound and you try to understand the sound. Listening is one of process in a communication. So in a communication there is a speech, and then there is a listening skill. You try to understand the sounds, you try to understand the message, and then you relate, and then you relate the information with your previous knowledge. Okay, so that is what happening in communication. So listening is one of process in communication. Okay, listening is key to all effective communication. Okay, without the ability to listen effectively, messages are easily misunderstood. Yeah, for example, your teacher is teaching you about something, and because of the noisy environment, you cannot listen effectively to your teacher's speech, and you miss the point of her or his teaching. Okay, that is why listening is key to all effective communication. Without right listening, you cannot understand well. Yeah, and then you have to understand that listening is the most difficult skill to measure, but it is the most used skill in the world. Okay, we cannot do any communication without understanding, and understanding in spoken communication is achieved by listening. Okay, listening skill is a means to understand each other. Okay, without listening effectively, you cannot understand, and you may misunderstood the other. Yeah, you may misunderstand with other. Okay, go on. Before we talk about items in assessing listening, there are some points you should prepare before writing items. Yeah, first of all, before giving the test, you should listen to the recording first. Yeah, if you use recording before you give the recording to your student, you should listen to the recording first. Why? To make you understand well. Yeah, you cannot give a test without understanding the materials well. Yeah, first of all, you should listen to the recording first before giving to your students. Second one, while listening, you can take note, write down the important things in the recording. And number three, write down what the test takers or students should get from the recording. Okay. You should know what the students or the test taker should get from the recording before giving the test. And number 4, when you make questions for listening, do not make 2 or more questions about things that are close to each other. Yeah, it will make them confused. It will make your student confused. The students may miss answering one of these questions. For example, there are 5 sentences. Sentence 1, sentence 2, sentence 3, sentence 4, sentence 5. Okay, in a conversation. Okay, and then you want to make 2 questions based on this conversation. Okay, you cannot make 2 questions in the same time about the first sentence. Yeah, because the listening is the listening keeps going. Okay, when she or he, your student, thinks about the things in the same sentence, they miss one of them. Okay, my suggestion is you should make from different sentence. Yeah, for example, question 1 you make from the first sentence, and the second question you make from the last questions. Okay, it will give your students time to think about that. Okay, next. Okay, so there are 5 things you should prepare before giving the test to your students. So now let's talk about items for listening. Okay, there are at least 4 items that I suggest you to make to assess listening. The first one is multiple choice. Okay, we have talked about multiple choice many times. A multiple choice is to choose one answer from many alternatives. Okay, usually there are four alternatives, and we should choose one of them in multiple choice. It's slightly the same with true or false, but true or false only has 2 alternatives, but multiple choice has more alternatives. Okay, multiple choice items have some advantages. Okay, for you as a teacher, to be a teacher, the first one is quick and easy to be scored by hand or electronically. Okay, it is easy to score multiple choice because we have the key for them. Yeah, and then the second advantages, multiple choice can cover wide range of high order thinking skills. Okay, like for example, you use question why. Okay, it will help them to have high order thinking skills. Okay, number 3, multiple choice can cover lots of content areas on a single exams. For example, you teach 6 materials. You teach 6 materials, and you want to test the 6 materials in a single exam. You can do it with multiple choice. Okay, because multiple choice can cover lots of content areas in a single exam. Okay, that is multiple choice. Like any other items, multiple choice has the disadvantages. Okay, there are three disadvantages of multiple choice. The first one is multiple choice provide unprepared students with the opportunity to guess, and with the right guesses, they get credit for the things that do not know. Okay, I believe that you have done some of exams, yeah, and then you are doing multiple choice, and one of the questions in multiple choice you cannot understand, but although you cannot understand, you can still guess, and your guesses may be right. Okay, that is the disadvantages for multiple choice, because your students maybe get credit for the things that they do not know. Okay, for the materials they do not know. And number two, a multiple choice expose students to misinformation that can influence the way they think about the content. For example, you in a multiple choice exam, you give false answer, three of them are false, and then one of them is right. Okay, and the student may get misinformation that can influence to the way they think about the content. And number three, multiple choice takes time and skill to construct. Okay, especially for good questions, you need time, you need good skill to construct multiple choice. And then items number two is information transfer. Yeah, I have provided you the picture. So how do we make information transfer? Okay, give your students, for example, give your students the map that I show you in the picture, and you give them clue. For example, the library is near Joseph Street, for example. So they should draw the building with the name library there. Yeah, that is information transfer. Okay, you can do it to test your student listening, because they listen to you, okay, or to the recording. Okay, but you should make sure that the recording and the picture match. Okay, number three, taking notes. Okay, have you ever taken notes while you listening? Okay, don't worry if you don't get every word when you take notes. Focus on the main points of the recordings or of the speech. Yeah, if you miss something when taking note, don't waste your time wondering about that. Keep listening, because when you miss something while you taking note and you keep thinking about that, you may miss more information. Okay, my suggestion is if you use the recording, you can pause the recording and replay it again to help you understand while taking notes. Okay, and number four, dictation means someone or your teacher is speaking while you or your student is writing what the speaker is exactly saying. Yeah, so taking notes and dictation are different. When you taking notes, you write down the main points. But when you do dictation, you write down is exactly the same thing with what speaker say. Yeah, which speaker is saying. Okay, that is the fourth items for listening. So I suggest you I suggest there are four items you can use to assess your students' listening skills. The first one is multiple choice, and then information transfer. Number three is taking notes. Number four is dictation. Okay. And then we have learned before in the previous meetings how to score the items. Okay, but I just want to suggest you a tip. Yeah, if you want to assess only the listening skills, it is important not to assess errors in grammars or spelling. Yeah, the most important one is to observe the response. Okay, when you want to only test the listening skills, only focus on their responses. Okay, do not focus on, for example, the grammars or spelling. Okay, it will help you. Okay, it will help you, and it will help your students. Okay, I think that's all. You can share what kinds of items you may use to assess listening skill in the comments below. Let's share to each other so we can help each other to understand this material well. Okay, that's all. Thank you. Have a nice day. Bye.